It's been a day since Oahu's second stay-at-home, work-from-home order went into effect. It's shut down non-essential businesses and kept residents pretty much at home. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell hopes this second lockdown will stop the virus spread and give state health officials more time for contact tracing. Meanwhile, coronavirus testing on Oahu has ramped up with help from the federal government. Caldwell emphasized testing and contact tracing remain key parts of the city's fight against COVID-19. But he's already having discussions on how the city will reopen.
I'd like to get the outline of a plan done this week. We're going to be reaching out to the Chamber of Commerce and the Business Roundtable. I've made calls to both organizations. From the business perspective, you know, how do we do this in a way that is productive but not a rush to reopen?
Caldwell's comments echo U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams's observation earlier this week that the city opened too quickly. Adams likened a reopening to light switches. It shouldn't be an on-off switch, but a dimmer that brings up the brightness.
It doesn't have to be this cycle of open-close, open-close, if we gradually and slowly reopen. And so that's what I want people to do, is take this next 2 weeks, think about what they can do in their personal lives, in their work lives, in their communities to get this disease under control. And then when we reopen, reopen with common sense, reopen with respect for the virus. And if we do that, then we can stay open.
Caldwell says he's reevaluating the city's first reopening from earlier this year and sees what changes can be made, such as with parks.
We started slow, right? Exercise first, and then some forms of team sports, and then it was opened. And we saw gatherings of 100 people under tents all day long with no physical distancing, no face coverings. And so when we open up parks again, perhaps it's a little bit slower in the reopening. We know we want to get people into exercise. We understand the benefits of being outside and exercising in our beautiful parks. But perhaps we will regulate the numbers by perhaps you need to get a permit from the Parks and Recreation before you set up a tent.
Caldwell says the permits may initially limit groups to 5 or 10 people per tent, and they need to have their permits with them.
So if the HPD is going to be going around parks and they see more than 10 and they come up to Casey Harlow and say, let me see your permit, and you show it and you have 20 people in your tent, you could be cited for violating the new rules and having tents spread further apart.
Caldwell says he will also reopen bars much later and more cautiously. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.